morning from Dan Brennan, Dalton Erwig on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Three big things. Governor Ivey rescinds mandatory tourist evacuation. Come on back. You're on 65 northbound. Turn around.
Yep.
We see you up there by Greenville. Come on back.
Please. We need your money.
Yeah, we got your condo. We're cleaning your condo right now. Also, Hurricane Delta taking an aim on Louisiana, of course. And will Trump and Biden debate again? If so, when? We'll talk about this, and also you can check out those stories online at fmtalk1065.com. Hurricane Delta, Category 3 hurricane right now, heading for a Gulf Coast landfall somewhere, it looks like western Louisiana now, according to Dr. Bill Williams. That'll be later on today or this evening. As expected, Delta intensified again over the warmer Gulf of Mexico water yesterday. And Delta's center is about 200 miles south of Cameron, Louisiana. That's a familiar name, a familiar town, not a town that you would have heard of probably before Hurricane Laura just a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
I don't have the timeline on that, but Cameron was also in the middle of the cone for Laura, too.
Yeah, and Lake Charles got absolutely smashed, that entire area from Hurricane Laura, but that's exactly where Dr. Bill has this storm making landfall. It will be east of Lake Charles, but he said it could even be east of Cameron, but right now he has it passing over Cameron later this afternoon, maybe even into the early evening.
Delta storm surge will be dangerous and life-threatening, regardless of any weakening of the winds right up until landfall, so don't, you know, it looks like the storm surge is going to be a big issue no matter what. The highest storm surge is expected in parts of south central Louisiana, not just near the immediate Gulf Coast, but also in bays and inlets, and to some degree inland along rivers and bayous. Inundation could reach 7 to 11 feet above ground in these areas. You know, you've seen pictures of Louisiana from after the first storm.
Yeah.
Where you see a road, like a drone shot, a road, and then on either side of the road, it's just marsh and ponds everywhere, or it's just water. It Louisiana just takes it all because of the topography of the land there. You know, it can't survive.
Yeah, I mean, so many low-lying areas, and we know that from having seen storms strike that area in Louisiana so often. But just as Dr. Bill predicted, you know, right now it is a Category 3 storm, but recently, the most recent update, it has begun to weaken. So it could be a Category 2 by the time it makes landfall. Could still be a Category 3, but because of the cooler waters in the Gulf, it is weakening. Still a major storm, though, and according to Dr. Bill, they could get 4 to 8 inches of rain there in Louisiana, expected to make landfall late this afternoon, early this evening, and 10 to 12 feet of storm surge for them. Now, for us, he said we could expect maybe 2 inches of rain in our area and 1 to 3 feet of storm surge, and I know they're already feeling the effects of that on Dauphin Island. Wind gusts, he said we should expect 15 to 20 mile per hour winds tonight with gusts up to 30 miles per hour and widespread showers for our area tonight. That's after scattered showers today. And then again tomorrow, cloudy, widespread showers tomorrow morning, and 15 to 25 mile an hour winds with gusts of up to 35. So even though we are not in the track of Hurricane Delta any longer and we're very far away from where it's making landfall, we still will feel the effects later today and tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and we're still feeling the effects of Sally and the massive cleanup that we're still in the middle of right now with Sally. I don't know where the city of Mobile is right now with the pickup. We're still
57% picked up, city of Mobile. That's according to Mayor Stimson.
Brennan's remaining in the 43% of not picked up, but I'm not certainly complaining. There's plenty to be done, both sides of the bay, of course, and it was just Monday of this week when Delta was still, it was beginning to really blow up, but it was still in the Caribbean and it was, you know, wasn't quite in the Gulf of Mexico yet, when that cone was, I wouldn't say it was certain, but they were kind of saying, here's what it's going to do.
Right.
Not it might do this, it's going to do this. When they drew up that cone, you might recall, we were right in the middle of it, so the last thing we needed, but obviously the last thing that the folks in western Louisiana need, too.
Yeah, and with that early projection, Governor Ivey ordered a mandatory evacuation for Dauphin Island tourists and also anyone in Baldwin County beneath the intercoastal waterway. That order was rescinded yesterday, now that for certain, for near there's a near certainty it's not going to hit our area or hit it hard. And lots of the local representatives were, you know, happy with that news that it was rescinded. I know Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan spoke with WPMI, said, had we not just suffered Hurricane Sally damage, odds are the evacuation order would have never been placed because we would have waited 24 to 36 hours later before making a decision. However, we did not have that luxury. We had debris everywhere. So just as important in the decision-making process where the storm was heading, also was all the debris that we still have here and all the cleanup we're working on. Kennan said that he also added to that, the order was given based on a set of facts on Tuesday, based on the circumstances with Hurricane Sally. To look at it today based on the set of facts today really isn't fair. He said, I always tell people, you don't like it, you run for office and you make the decisions next time. And Mayor Jeff Collier on Dauphin Island had similar sentiments as Mayor Tony Kennan. He said, normally we're not cleaning up from a storm while another one is coming, but Collier added, we're still encouraging our local real estate companies to not send individuals to the west end of the island because we're already experiencing some flooding. And the damage reports are starting to come in, and we have a number on the damage for Dauphin Island, $4 million in damage caused by Hurricane Sally. Mm. Looks like the island will be on the hook for $1 million of that $4 million. But that's just Dauphin Island. I'm really interested to see some of the numbers from Baldwin County, how much damage was caused there, and also in Escambia County, Florida.
And you know, even in Mobile County. I know it may pale in comparison to Baldwin County. I have not been over to Baldwin County again, so I haven't seen with my own eyes the damage there. But Mobile County wasn't completely spared.
No, not at all.
A lot of damage, a lot of people with property damage big time, and a lot of cleanup going on over here, too. And listening to the Jeff Poore show, reading some of what he's got in Lanyap and yellowhammernews.com, kind of a curious relationship between the governor's office and the coastal communities of Alabama. I know that I've lived in this area for 25 years. It always seemed like there was Alabama, and then there was coastal Alabama. We were almost on our own. We had to kind of fend for ourselves down here, but we also had the benefit of a different lifestyle.
Yeah, and it's been like that for a long time, but I think the tensions really were raised after the BP oil spill and the way that the Capitol decided to spend that money that came to the state from BP. And then, of course, you think about the toll bridge situation.
Yep.
Was that last year or 2 years ago? Time just is completely off to me now after 2020. But with Governor Ivey pushing for the toll bridge and even a toll in the Wallace Tunnel, of course, we all know what happened there. Everyone in Mobile and Baldwin County said, you know, I'm not for that, or at least most people said that. And I think that also harmed the relationship between us and the governor's office. And then for her to not call for a mandatory evacuation as Hurricane Sally came close to making contact, then I think that's part of the reason why we saw them make the decision so early this week.
And the relief needs sitting in Selma for several days instead of getting to the coast where it was needed, because a lot of those relief needs got to the state in advance of the storm. And then the conference call where no griping is allowed kind of thing, you know. Anyway, so anyway, read what Jeff's got to say, yellowhammernews.com, and also in Lanyap, and you'll get a better idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what his most recent article in Lanyap that was issued on Wednesday is about. So definitely check that article.
He will not have a one-on-one sit down with the governor, nor shall Sean Sullivan, evidently.
I guess it's up to us.
Well, we've just eliminated ourselves. It is 17 after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. News from the Plains, Auburn Sports Today is coming up.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was rushed to the hospital after he was shot at the Beverly Motel. Mobile police say the victim and the shooter were fighting moments before the shots were fired late last night. A woman tried to drive the victim to the hospital, but pulled over at a gas station on Azalea and Airport Boulevard to call an ambulance. Five people have been arrested for a crime police are describing as a revenge killing. 62-year-old Martha McGinsey was killed late last month. She was the mother of a murder suspect in another shooting. 34-year-old Quinta McCants was the first person charged with McKenzie's murder. Now four more suspects are in custody. A new study suggests more people are remembering to wash their hands during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC found 70% of people remember to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared to 53% in 2019. When it comes to washing hands before eating in a restaurant, 70% report doing so in 2020. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
It is time for Auburn Sports Today. Did I say Auburn?
Auburn.
Brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Earlier this week, head football coach Gus Malzahn espoused the importance of moving past the Georgia game.
That was an experience that we can take that's behind us now that we can improve and get better because of it. And that's the way we're looking at it. And like I said, our goal moving forward is to get better each week and really believe the teams that can do that specifically this year with the unique circumstances, I think we'll have the advantage. And the great thing for us is we've got the potential to do that and really believe we will do that.
Auburn will have to do that without senior linebacker K.J. Britt, team's leading tackler a season ago, scheduled for hand surgery that'll sideline him for an undetermined amount of time. Britt's leadership leaves a mark on fellow linebackers like sophomore Owen Papo.
Man, that's a dog, man. I got a lot of respect for KJ, just him fighting through the pain that whole entire game. Because, you know, most guys, they would have just came off if it was something small just to get out of that. But, you know, KJ got a lot of heart, and he played through it, man, and he's going to get better.
With Britt out, Papo shoulders more responsibility against an improved Arkansas team.
They look better than what they have in the past few years, definitely better from last year. You know, they got a new quarterback in Felipe Franks. He's a really talented guy, and I think he's brought that offense together and got those guys to play hard and play together. So I think it's going to be a pretty good game for us, and we're going to have to give them all we got because I know we're going to get their best shot.
Tomorrow's meeting with the Hogs starts at 3 p.m. Our radio coverage starts at noon tomorrow. Protect your cars, your home, your life, and your business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Auburn fans are truly dedicated to their team, and at T. Batchelor & Son, we are dedicated to your comfort. We have served the Mobile area for over 35 years. We offer quality products and services to accommodate your home and business HVAC needs. To flatten the curve on your energy costs, call the comfort people at 639-9234 for service and installation of your comfort system, or see us on the web at tbatchelorandson.com. Bryant, whatever it takes. Alabama license number 07208.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. For the most up-to-date outage information, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit them at baldwinemc.com or call 251-989-6247.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and breezy with lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, showers and breezy with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hanging out with my buddy Sid Sexton, and you came in today, Sid, talking about a lifetime warranty on landscaping.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I had to come talk to you. It's something I've been thinking about for a few years, and I just think it's pretty revolutionary to our industry. It certainly is for our business, and I'm happy to offer it.
Okay, how does this work?
So essentially, if you come to us for a landscape design, front yard, backyard, whatever, and we design a landscape for you and we put it in, and you allow us to maintain it, we will warranty that work for as long as you're a customer of ours.
Okay, so this means not only the green things growing there that you all put in there, but what about hardscapes? What about irrigation?
Any of the workmanship that we put in, anything that we provide, we will warranty that.
All right.
As long as you allow us to maintain it.
So y'all come in, and that's on you to keep it looking beautiful.
Exactly.
I love it. All right, tell us how to get in touch with you to talk about a lifetime warranty on our landscape.
So you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 1065.
For the Bayshore Finance Traffic Center, so far Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Not trying to exit, but it's a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. 1065 split, heading northbound again from Moffitt, all the way up towards St. Stephen's Road and Pritchard to Saraland. No delays, no new action to roadways, just a little bit of radar on I-10 towards Rangeline Road. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner inviting you in for lunch today. 7 weeks of French fries, only $9.99. The chicken Caesar salad, three fish taco, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Please stop talking about the food at Hooters. It gets me hungry early in the morning.
I don't think they're open this early.
There you go. There's my point. 7:24, FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, with some peaks of sunshine this morning, but mostly it's overcast, and just be careful. Obviously, we're going to see good bit of rain beginning tonight. Mm-hmm. Rain and wind. That's why all that high school football was played last night.
Right.
And some of the games are going to be played this weekend too, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got two games tomorrow and one game on Monday night.
Taking a kind of a global scope at some things, Germany is seeing a sharp jump in new coronavirus infections. Wow. Raising fears that the pandemic is picking up pace in a country that, for the most part so far, you know, they fare pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
From the start, they kind of batten things down, and so early on in this COVID thing, they did. It's amazing, even the countries, or even the places, well, us included, that kind of locked things up pretty much, still dealing with it, you know, to some degree.
Yeah.
In Germany, by the way, so what's going on is the country's disease control agency reported over 4,000 new infections and 16 deaths over the past 24 hours. For that country, that's something. The total case is now 310,144 since the start of the outbreak, with about 10,000 deaths. I'm very concerned about this, the health minister of Germany said, and he urged Germans to respect social distancing and hygiene measures to avoid reaching a point, quote unquote, where we lose control. So they're concerned about it, but again, it's all it's relative to
right.
what they've experienced at this point, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
There are concerns the daily number of new cases could rise above 10,000, as they have in several other European countries lately. Putting in perspective, they're not nearly the caseload that they've had in they're like one third of Italy's, 1/4 of what happened in Great Britain. But one German infectious disease specialist said, one big difference compared to the first wave in the spring was something we've heard here too. They now understand better how to treat the disease. When patients come in, they're able to diagnose and treat better than they could back in March.
Yeah, it only makes sense.
And
we're seeing even some states that were low on cases at the beginning of this thing, they're now seeing spikes. So I think it just goes to show you that coronavirus is, you know, it's going to come no matter what. Just the longer you wait, the better prepared doctors and nurses are, for sure. Well, in our government, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday said that she plans to introduce a bill which would allow a body appointed by Congress to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office as he recovers from the coronavirus. So the 25th Amendment allows for the vice president to become the acting president if it is determined that the president is, quote, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. So yesterday Pelosi was speaking and said, tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, come here tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment. And then she started saying that the president is in an altered state right now, said president is, shall we say, in an altered state. I don't know how to answer for that behavior. And she said, there are those who say when you are on steroids or have COVID-19, there may be some impairment of judgment. Now,
I
don't know what steroids Pelosi thinks Trump is on, but I've been sick before, and I've been given a steroid shot. My wife has as well. I think that's pretty common whenever you have certain illnesses, they give you a steroid shot. And I don't remember going insane because of said steroid shot.
So, I remember getting my voice back after the steroid shot.
It makes you feel much better. But Pelosi, obviously, using whatever tools she can to cast doubt on this presidency.
Just come on. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous rhetoric. 728 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill, he's on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was rushed to the hospital after he was shot at the Beverly Motel. Mobile police say the victim and the shooter were fighting moments before the shots were fired late last night. A woman tried to drive the victim to the hospital, but pulled over at a gas station on Azalea and Airport Boulevard to call an ambulance. Five people have been arrested for a crime police are describing as a revenge killing. 62-year-old Martha McGinsey was killed late last month. She was the mother of a murder suspect in another shooting. 34-year-old Quinta McCants was the first person charged with McKenzie's murder. Now four more suspects are in custody. A new study suggests more people are remembering to wash their hands during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC found 70% of people remember to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared to 53% in 2019. When it comes to washing hands before eating in a restaurant, 70% report doing so in 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You know, my prayers are with the people of Southwest Louisiana, especially when you look at Lake Charles, the fact that they're still recovering from Hurricane Laura.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says forecasters warn that Hurricane Delta could still be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall in Louisiana today. The congressman continues on Fox News.
Here you go again. People, they just had to be removing some of the debris that's still on the ground yesterday to try to clear up some of the debris from Laura as this storm approaches.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi set to hold a press conference later this morning. Pelosi expected to introduce legislation that would create a commission to allow Congress to intervene and remove the president from his executive duties under the 25th Amendment. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. According to a new Wall Street Journal survey of economists, the labor market faces a protracted recovery amid the continued spread of the coronavirus and uncertainty over prospects for another stimulus package and the outcome of the presidential election. More than half of economists polled say they don't expect the labor market to claw back until 2023 or later all the jobs lost as a result of coronavirus-related shutdowns. That is a slower timeline than economists predicted 6 months ago. Hiring gains slowed sharply heading into the fall as more layoffs turned permanent. The U.S. budget deficit tripled in the fiscal year ended September 30th as the government battled the pandemic that plunged the country into recession. The budget gap in fiscal 2020 widened to $3.1 trillion. As a share of economic output, the annual deficit reached 15.2%, the largest since 1945, when the country was financing massive military operations to help end World War II. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of Westmobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of Westmobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Yes, indeed. On a Friday at 7:35, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill, good morning to you and everyone residing in Baldwin County this morning. Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, doing fine, Dan.
We got kind of a weekend that's split or cut in half in a way as far as good weather, bad weather. Why don't you break it down for us?
Yeah, it's going to be half and half. Some poor conditions for Saturday and some decent weather for Sunday. We're going to start out today with some scattered showers developing as the hurricane moves close to the Louisiana coast. So we'll call it mostly cloudy today with scattered showers. It's going to be another warm day, up around 85 degrees. And the wind will be out of the southeast around 10 to 15, but we'll start to get a little gusty this afternoon, perhaps up to around 25 miles per hour. Now, tonight, I expect cloudy skies, good chance for showers. It will become breezy. Southeast winds 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Again, the low temperature tonight will be in the mid-70s. Now, for Saturday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers, high in the low 80s, and it'll be windy. South wind at 15 to 20, gusting to 35 miles per hour. And on Sunday, things look a lot better, mostly sunny. Few scattered showers and a high in the mid-80s. After that, Monday, sunny, mid-80s. Tuesday, sunny again, mid-80s. And then dry air comes in, and it'll be sunny on Wednesday, high in the low 80s, and then cooling to the upper 50s to around 60 at night. So we will see some dry air come in mid-week.
Let's talk about Hurricane Delta, Dr. Bill. And fortunately for our area, unfortunately for Louisiana, it looks like it's heading for the Louisiana coast. Where do we stand now, and when are you expecting landfall?
Yeah, it looks like it may get in into the Louisiana coast, the southwestern coast of Louisiana, possibly before sunset and be some daylight hours when the center of the storm makes the landfall. And then we'll continue on across Louisiana through the evening hours and eventually move into Mississippi late Saturday morning. Now, as it crosses Louisiana, it'll be downgraded to a tropical storm and then a tropical depression as it crosses the northern portion of Mississippi Saturday afternoon and evening. And eventually, the center will be on up into Tennessee on Sunday. So right now, 120-mile-per-hour sustained winds with higher gusts may lose a little bit of strength as it reaches the coast, but it's still going to be a very significant hurricane. It's moving north at about 12 miles per hour, but will pick up forward speed as it gets on inland later today. As for our area, we're on the outer edge, way on the outer edge. We can expect scattered showers today, and as I mentioned, showers tonight and tomorrow. Winds here will gust out of the south and southeast around 30 miles per hour tonight, 35 tomorrow, and I expect a storm surge along the Alabama coast for tonight and early tomorrow, about 1 to 3 feet. The western coastal areas of Mississippi may see upwards of 3 to 5 feet, and then over in Louisiana, just to the east of the storm center, they're going to be faced with a surge of 7 to 11 feet, and that's going to be tough over in that area. And we will see hurricane force gusts extend well inland, but I think in Mississippi there will be some strong gales over the southwestern counties of Mississippi, but looks like the hurricane force winds will be confined to Louisiana.
Yeah, it's tough. I know our prayers are with the folks down there in Louisiana who, of course, were so many of them devastated by Hurricane Laura just a month and a half ago or so. So when do you expect our area to be completely in the clear? You think in Saturday afternoon or wait until Sunday?
It could be. We could see some improvements Saturday afternoon, but certainly Saturday evening. And then Sunday is mostly sunny skies, and a slight chance of showers. I think your best chance for any showers on Sunday would be in the morning.
I am grilling out Saturday night. I'm going to go ahead and state that right now after cleaning up and whatever. By the way, Dr. Bill, just on a personal note, personal curiosity, I've got friends that are wonderful people that live just blocks from the water in Pascagoula, right there by the seawall. They've been run out of that place a time or two, and they were devastated with Katrina. I know that's just a little bit to the west of Mobile, but will they be dealing with anything out of the ordinary?
They'll see around 3 foot storm surge in that area, and most likely they could see some wind gusts get up around 40 miles per hour at times tonight and early tomorrow.
Okay.
But to get any real strong gales, you'd have to go all the way to New Orleans, and most likely even west of New Orleans.
Wow.
Where we'll see strong gales and getting up toward gusts maybe around 75 miles per hour. New Orleans should escape most of the severe weather.
Good for them.
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, it is a Friday, and that means it's time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. Not expecting a perfect 2.0 like we got last week, but what do you have for us this weekend?
Well, it is going to be a two-part situation with numerous showers and, of course, gusty winds tomorrow. And that things look pretty good with a lot of sunshine on Sunday. So I'm going to go with a 1.5820.
That is interesting, and I'll tell you why, Dr. Bill. I don't know if you heard Dalton earlier. He did not post a line online, but he said the over-under was probably going to be at 1.6.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Oh,
so, yeah.
Pretty good.
He was kind of in the neighborhood, wasn't he?
Pretty
yes,
close.
Indeed.
But if this were a Sunday-only weekend weather scale, number would be much higher.
Yeah, we're looking at like a 1.38 for Saturday and a 1.78 for Sunday.
I'll take one good day, that's for sure.
Okay.
Dalton, if I can explain to you the definition of the word weekend, we can do that during the break. It's more than one day.
Yes, you're right.
You have to understand, this is trying to lay it out there so people on their day. And by the way, Dalton, you're spending your weekend, you're abandoning us.
I am, I'm leaving.
Okay. Savannah and Jacksonville and all that.
That's
nice.
Right.
Boy, good for you. Beautiful area. Dr. Bill, thank you again.
Okay, Dan.
Okay, Fridays are special with Dr. Bill. You got to get the over-under. That was really... You were close.
Closest I've been in a long time.
I mean, the over-under was right there at the line.
I'm still trying to set up this kind of this group that we can all guess on the weather scale, but we'll have to wait on that.
Like the college football pick'em?
Yeah, just like that.
Which I don't know. I'm still shut out after 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, you got to pick the games in order to win the games.
That's part of my problem?
Yeah, I'd say so.
742 FM Talk, 106.5. Alec Naiman and What's Cooking with Naiman's Catering before the hour is out. Also, we'll focus on local issues around the corner, including something very curious I saw yesterday going up and down the interstate, I-65, not far from airport. It was one of those things that'll be like, what is going on here?
Now I'm interested.
Okay, that's on the way next.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, the best minds in the game all have one thing in common. They know that to dominate the competition, you have to be two steps ahead of it. So does C Spire Business. Everything they do, from technology to expertise to service, is to keep you ahead of the competition. I've been around a lot of head coaches, and the ones that win big, they think like CEOs. And that's exactly what it takes to win. C Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promise. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Traffic Center. We've got a great start so far this morning across the Bayway and the Causeway with light traffic from Daphne and Spanish Ford in downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. We're finding light traffic. School zones are busy again. Watch your speed. If you're injured in a car wreck, I recommend you call the law firm at Tana Martino Fast. They'll spend all the time you need to get every detail of the case documented, so when you do have to go to trial, you will win. Don't get injured twice. Call Tana Martino if you get hurt in a car wreck. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning from Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. The show is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, 745. So I'm driving north on I-65 yesterday. You know, I've been riding around trying to... lost our truck in the hurricane, trying to get Kim a new vehicle. And so that's been one of my... You know, that's one of my duties here this last week, right? Going up and down and trying to get a car that looks right and smells correctly.
Right.
So anyway, that's harder than you think.
It seems that each one you turn back that you come with.
It's harder than you think.
Everyone is smoking in their vehicles.
I guess so. People are having bonfires in their RAV4s. Who knew? So anyway, I'm going north on 65, and I notice something unusual. It is a person hopping the wall from southbound to northbound 65.
So they were there in the middle.
They were on the interstate, a pedestrian on the interstate, obviously very, very kind of a dangerous situation.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Not very safe at all.
Mm-mm.
But this gentleman, and I don't know what came about with him. I don't know if he was going to play a little, ultimate Frogger.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he was aware of Governor Ivey's mask ordinance.
He was wearing the mask.
So, as far as COVID, he was being very safe.
But as far as non-COVID-related issues...
Not safe at all.
Not safe at all.
Just the fact that he had the mask on was like, okay. I like that part of it. If you're concerned about COVID, maybe he has underlying conditions. But running around on an interstate, that creates new conditions. I don't even want to call them underlying or whatever. But in any event, I thought it was curious to see somebody reckless enough to be on the interstate, but conscious enough about COVID to be wearing the mask.
Yeah, the only difference in someone with pre-existing conditions or underlying conditions and someone who doesn't have underlying conditions, they're both affected the same when they get hit by an 18-wheeler.
The only difference
is if you have COVID, you'll be marked down as having
COVID.
From COVID.
Yeah,
that's right.
It would have been a COVID fatality.
But he had the mask on. That's unbelievable. unbelievable.
You had the mask on.
We've got some new unemployment numbers from the Alabama Department of Labor, and they released the numbers from the week of September 27th through October 3rd. So we should be getting numbers for the entire month of September over the next couple of weeks. But this is some great news. Unemployment claims, first-time unemployment claims, are down more than 12% for last week compared to the week prior. It showed 7,732 initial claims were filed either online or by telephone last week, and that 3,907 of those claims are COVID-19 related, so just about half of those. And they actually have it marked down by industry sector. 3,500, they did not put which industry they came from where they were filing these new unemployment claims, but in the manufacturing sector, 816 filed for unemployment, 602 in remediation services, 565 in retail, 542 in health care and social assistance, and also 507 in food services. Mobile County had 732 unemployment claims, and Baldwin County with 420 unemployment claims. So those are still high numbers, but compared to what we've been seeing over the last 8 months,
I'll take the good news.
It's getting much better.
I'll take the good news. How about schools? I know Monday, of course, you know, you're just vacationing. You're going away. You're not going to consider the fate of our community. But on Monday, more schools back in session, more classes back in session for Mobile County Public Schools.
Yeah, now the Alabama Department of Public Health has issued new guidelines regarding COVID-19 for schools in the state. And the schools no longer have to send home students and staff who show two of three major symptoms. And those three symptoms are a new cough or difficulty breathing, and I think fever is the third symptom. So they no longer have to show two of those three symptoms, and close contacts, those who have spent more than 15 minutes within 6 feet of the symptomatic student or person, those will no longer be sent home to quarantine either. So I guess they've been so cautious with the schools that are in session, they've been sending kids home at the drop of a hat, or staff members if they look like they're sick. So they're going to kind of pull back on that to allow those students and staff to stay in school longer.
We're at 7:48. I know sports is coming up.
Yeah, Auburn has lost a key piece of their defense to injury, and I've got your roundup from high school football from last night coming up.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was rushed to the hospital after he was shot at the Beverly Motel. Mobile police say the victim and the shooter were fighting moments before the shots were fired late last night. A woman tried to drive the victim to the hospital, but pulled over at a gas station on Azalea and Airport Boulevard to call an ambulance. Five people have been arrested for a crime police are describing as a revenge killing. 62-year-old Martha McGinsey was killed late last month. She was the mother of a murder suspect in another shooting. 34-year-old Quinta McCants was the first person charged with McKenzie's murder. Now four more suspects are in custody. A new study suggests more people are remembering to wash their hands during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC found 70% of people remember to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared to 53% in 2019. When it comes to washing hands before eating in a restaurant, 70% report doing so in 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 10 till 8, FM Talk 106.5. In high school games last night, Theodore stayed undefeated with a 25-17 win over Fairhope. Bobcats now need only one more win to clinch the 7A Region 1 title. Daphne routed Mary G. Montgomery 50-14. Murphy scored a touchdown with 14 seconds left to defeat Alma Bryant 14-13. And Davidson beat Foley 28-13 for the Warriors' first win of the year. In 6A, McGill Tulin crushed Robertsdale 45-6. Spanish Fork got a huge region win by beating Blount 14-10, and Baldwin County High School won for the first time this season with a 22-7 win over Citronelle. In 5A, Faith Academy beat Vigor 41-7, and UMS Wright routed Satsuma 42-6. In 3A, Bayside rallied to defeat Cottage Hill 38-28, and Chickasaw crushed Millery 46-13. And in 2A, St. Luke's fell to Leroy 42-22. The Auburn Tigers have lost a major player on defense for at least the near future. Auburn Undercover first to report yesterday that Tigers middle linebacker K.J. Britt set to undergo thumb surgery today for torn ligaments in his right thumb. It's uncertain when he will return to the team. Tomorrow, the Tigers set to host Arkansas at 3 p.m. Auburn currently favored by 13.5 points. As always, you can hear the Auburn Tiger radio call right here on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show set to begin at noon. And the Alabama Crimson Tide game at Ole Miss has been pushed back from a 5 p.m. start to 6:30 tomorrow night due to Hurricane Delta. The Tide are favored by 24, and that game set to air on ESPN. 752 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and breezy with lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, showers and breezy with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
For the Bayshore Finance Traffic Center, we're looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway, and each direction's really eased up. As Mobile Police Department not working any accidents, state troopers still on the scene where a pedestrian was struck early this morning at Lawton Spice Pond Road. If you're traveling from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and again 65 up towards Saraland, you'll see no delays. The Royal Street Tavern open and anxiously awaiting to serve you. Taste rare bourbons this weekend. 16 beers on tap and some of the best handcrafted cocktails in Mobile. The Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4:30 to 11. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
My buddy, Dalton's buddy, of course, too. I'm not hogging him. It's Alec Naaman. And from Naaman's Catering, it's what's cooking at 7:54 on a Friday. Alec, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I like both of y'all. You know, I'm not particular. either one of y'all, okay.
Yeah, man. But we're going to talk steaks, huh? A special way to prepare them?
Yeah, you know, I've been all about steaks here lately. You know, I did the one with the blackberry glaze, I think, not long ago. Mm-hmm. And then, so this one I'm going to do a grilled steak with a variety of onions with a rosemary balsamic butter sauce.
Ooh.
That sounds fantastic.
Okay. Well, people have been asking me, listen, man, I cook steak the same way all the time. Give me some new versions. I said, well, man, it's all about putting some sauce to it, you know. Like you drink a little sauce, you put a little sauce on the steak, you know, that kind of stuff.
So do you start with the sauce? Do you start with the steak, or are you getting them both going at the same time?
No, you make the sauce first because, you know, you got to go out there and play with the steak. You have to manage the sauce, you know what I mean? And ain't no telling by the time you get through cooking that steak, what you might, you know, ain't no telling what you've been drinking or whatever.
Alec's keeping it real.
Yeah, he is. So how do we get started on this, Alec?
Well, you know, I take about 6 big tablespoons of butter. Now, I love butter, okay? And I throw it in a little skillet and let it melt a little bit on about medium heat. And then I mince me up some shallots, you know, and I throw them in the skillet and I let them saute for a minute or two. Then I come back and I add me some balsamic vinegar and I get some rosemary, you know, the whole fresh rosemary. I make sure it's tied up and I float it in that vinegar while it's simmering, you know, and let it reduce. It cooks for a little while, let it reduce till it gets cut real syrupy, you know. Maybe, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes. It depends on how much you got in there. And then I usually take that off the heat and let it just sit there and cool while I get my steaks prepared. Now before I do the steaks, I got to get my onion. I get me some scallions and some leeks and some green onions, you know. And I get it prepared, and I oil them a little bit, and then I sprinkle them with a little salt, pepper, maybe some basil and oregano, and I go out there and I put them on the edge of the grill where it's not too hot. I just want them to be slowly picking up some heat and breaking a little bit. Then I get my steaks all salt, peppered up, hit it with a little oil so my seasoning sticks to it. And I slap them babies on the grill, and man, they just char up really nice. Mm. I take them off, I take the scallion, I take the onions off, go in there, heat up my balsamic butter glaze, and next thing you know, I'm eating steak with my rosemary balsamic butter sauce.
Makes
me hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry now too, Alex, so I appreciate that, getting us hungry for steak
well,
early in the morning.
It's good for me because I've made the declaration with Dr. Bill's forecast that by Saturday night, Alec, it's going to be nicer around here, and I'm going to grill out on Saturday night, and now, let's see, maybe Monday or maybe next week, I'll tell you how it all turned out.
So Dan's going to go out and grill the steaks just like you said, but for folks like me who would rather have you cook it for us, Alec, how do we get that done?
Well, now, I like people like you, okay? You know, I mean, I need people to want me to have to cook for them. I like the guy that can't boil water, you know, without burning the pot up. So, anyhow, you call me, 473-3900. You check us out on the website at namanscatering.com. And listen, you know, we're thinking Christmas and holiday, Thanksgiving holiday season. Oh, yeah. It's October, buddy.
Yep.
I got to catch you a turkey, okay? So you better call me, and we make you bake. We got plenty of that stuff, tailgates, weddings, corporate lunches delivered here. So call me, 473-3900.
You know, when Alex says call me, it seems like he really, really wants you to call him.
It does.
He's not mincing words or emotion there.
Right? No, not at all. We appreciate it, Alec.
Hey, thank you, guys. You know, they've made a song about me. Call me. Whatever, you know. So y'all sing for me. Well, yeah, I'm going to be listening.
You got it, buddy. Alec Naaman. What's cooking with Naaman's Catering every Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, check him out, namanscatering.com. And coming up, we talk with Jason Campbell about the Auburn game this weekend.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man was rushed to the hospital after he was shot at the Beverly Motel. Mobile police say the victim and the shooter were fighting moments before the shots were fired late last night. A woman tried to drive the victim to the hospital, but pulled over at a gas station on Azalea and Airport Boulevard to call an ambulance. Five people have been arrested for a crime police are describing as a revenge killing. 62-year-old Martha McGenzie was killed late last month. She was the mother of a murder suspect in another shooting. 34-year-old Quinta McCants was the first person charged with McKenzie's murder. Now four more suspects are in custody. A new study suggests more people are remembering to wash their hands during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC found 70% of people remember to wash their hands after coughing, sneezing, or blowing their nose, compared to 53% in 2019. When it comes to washing hands before eating in a restaurant, 70% report doing so in 2020.